This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF Revitech. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
Despite a slight miss in the corn sales, the grain numbers from this week's export sales were positive for the marketplace. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest numbers from the USDA.
We had very good bean sales and wheat sales. Corn sales were a miss for the week. This would be the first negative week we've seen in the last 12 weeks. And I say that, but I still am not overly disappointed because we still roughly had about 1 million tons in sales. So corn sales for the old crop came in 967,000 tons. New crop was 13.4 thousand tons. Beans, 751,000 tons, almost 752, 43,000 tons for the new crop. So overall, bean sales, very good, well above the five-year average. The wheat sales, as I mentioned, overall, between old and new crops, 866,000 tons.
McBride said the markets will keep a close eye on the export sales numbers as the tariff situation continues to develop.
It was a good week for beans and wheat, kind of an off week for corn. But, you know, as we were going into today, that's one of the reasons we stepped back yesterday. Everybody was concerned about, now that we've seen these tariffs kind of start to play into the market, are we going to see a big drop off in sales?
For more marketing information, visit allendale-inc.com. For the rest of this story and more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter. That way you can get our five daily ag news stories delivered to you every day. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.